I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell. Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? I wish Coke was still cola and a joint. Bad place to be.
Good old Merle Haggard. I can listen to this all day.
And it was back before Nixon
lied to us all.
All on TV.
All right. I've talked a lot about this. And you cannot overstress this, okay? So the crew just came in with a bunch of clips. Howard Lutnick, Trump's top financial advisor, is in Davos already. It's already going. And you got to understand, Davos is officially co-equal to the UN 4 years ago. They made it part of the UN, the ruling council, the technocracy of the bankers. And Lutnick just said, your new world order is dead to their face. That's what this is all about. And Trump is taunting everybody on Truth Social. He's basically put his testicles on the table. And maybe he's smarter than me. Maybe this is going to turn out good. I mean, overall, I get why he's doing it. I think there's a lot of different nuances here where he could do it better. But it's just spectacular. What a time to be alive. And to the left of the globalists, you're being rejected everywhere. It doesn't matter how much censorship or how many false flags or what you do, you're being rejected. And so they're just trying to sabotage our recovery. And you see what their constituents are like with all their violence and hatred. We got two cops shot in Portland during a Antifa action, and they got mad that they're there on video saying, you guys censor it. I know I sent it to you. It's got so much cussing, but just try to bleep that. I don't want to play that coming up. And they're telling the ICE, we're going to kill you. We're going to shoot you. We're going to shoot you in the neck like Charlie Kirk. F you, F you, F you, F you. Finally, after they're attacking and doing all this, they drive them off, and then down the street, they just shoot two cops. And they've got images of the guy and all the rest of it. He escaped. And, you know, the cops live, thank God. But, you know, even if they both died, you'd never know their name. Nobody would care. We just move on to the next thing. But you got this lunatic woman driving around her car, blocking ICE, ramming into him. For a week, they would just show the video. Though online, we all saw it. Later, they went, well, still, that's not a reason to shoot her. I mean, just give me a break. Running around during lawful law enforcement operations and running around getting in these people's faces who are super stressed out is a death wish. Am I sad she's dead? Yeah. Do I wish that Ross, who already got drugged and almost killed 6 months ago, had such lightning reflexes he killed her? No, he was on the right. Do I wish it could have been different? Yeah. So I don't want to give these people anything. But that's where we're at. We got all that coming up. And so much more today. And we've got the moves in Greenland that Trump needs to make. If he just do what we tell him, if he just listen, he can be even more effective. We'll be right back. I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot. and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lace nest. Turquoise and her footprints make you follow where the sky loves the sea, and when your fingers find her, she...
Now I want people to understand me very closely. I started saying 16 years ago, when it was clear that China had totally broken with the globalist order, that if China didn't follow its agreements and broke with them, it had its own competing tyranny. That's what China does. It just copies things and runs off with it. That the globalist system that already is super evil and super unpopular, it couldn't survive exposure. So because of independent media exposing it, it was going to have big problems. And then when China left it, that it was never going to succeed. And I was right. And then, as you know, even before Trump got back in the last 2 years, I explained all this. I explained the factions, how they work, how they operate. No one else is doing it. We finally, though, have a White House that the most of them get this. And Trump more and more is explaining it. So Americans understand why this is going on, why this is happening. But you have China now in the new alliance. That's the new world order that Carney, we played the clips over the weekend. He's the former head of the Bank of England. They took out a puppet, put a real globalist in Canada. He said the new world order is Canada, New Zealand, Australia, the EU, the UK, with China against America. Russia isn't even mentioned in it because Russia's its own thing. Driven into China's arms by the Ukraine war. Violating all U.S. policy previously that to keep a Russia-China split. So, how many times did I tell you the EU is allied with the Chi-Coms? No one was saying that. Now it's official. That is the new power blocks. It's not even BRICS. BRICS is China and Russia and Brazil and others trying to set up a new monetary system. And down the road, if the U.S. doesn't maintain dollar dominance and a lot of other issues and financially doesn't have the best investment portfolio, which we do again because of Trump, it'd be over for this country because we haven't industrialized again, and all we have is basically the dollar and high-tech weapons and energy. So Trump is working with what he's got. And so when you hear my broadcast, this isn't some conspiracy theory where I got some random witness with no proof they saw this or that. This isn't conspiracy theories. This is the real world, folks. And I remember even 12, 13, 14 years ago, I'd be covering Bilderberg in England or Bilderberg in Switzerland or Bilderberg in Istanbul or Bilderberg in Virginia. And they'd have troops and helicopters and everything. And I'd go cover it. And the New York Times would say, Jones is insane. He's on YouTube out in the woods claiming that we're all the leader meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, and he's insane. Didn't matter. I showed it all. Didn't matter. I stayed in the building after it was closed. Didn't matter. They threw me out. Didn't matter. We called into his room and got David Rockefeller on the phone. They just said it isn't real. Now, where are we 10, 13, 14, 15 years later? Now the world government's all out in the open. And their whole agenda to depopulate us is all out in the open now. So last year in Davos, it was, we've all lost trust. Everybody hates us. What do we do? This year, it's our new world order's dead. Our global system is over. And we've all got to run to China. So let's play Lutnick. This just came out. This is today. The Trump administration and I are here to make a very clear point. Globalism has failed. Yeah, even if you're for it, as I've always said, it failed. It's over. Why are you going to do solar and wind? Why would Europe agree to become the zero when you don't make a battery? Yeah, they're committing suicide. Germany can't even build stuff now. There's no energy. Most of the families can't even turn heat on at night. You're entitled to have borders. Globalism has left the American people behind. America first, different model, one we encourage other countries to adopt. This is real prosperity for the world. This is, hey, Wall Street's had its time. Now it's time to rebalance for Main Street and the farmers. These are quotes by Lutnick and by Bessent. And they're actually doing it. Like, they're going to be rich and powerful and have all these zeros in the bank account. Ones and zeros, but nowhere to spend it. And a hellscape society of austerity. And then Carney responds to this. So we have that clip coming up. But I mean, this is amazing. To their face, you're done. And they admit they're done. Folks, that's the new world order. That's the globalist system being repudiated and rejected. And Trump's coming in saying, hey, I don't just have us increasing energy prices. I mean, decreasing energy prices that lowers inflation. He's convinced Saudi Arabia to massively increase everybody else. And he wants Venezuela to sell to the world. Because he understands that all these countries are in debt. All these countries are overextended. It's not just us. There's a race to print our way out. And the U.S. is bad, but nothing compared to China and Europe for their monetization of debt. And so Trump looks at that and says, we got to innovate. We've got to have new technologies. We've got to cut energy prices. We've got to get people back into wanting to work and back having good attitudes, or this world is going to melt down into a great reset post-industrial world. And Schwab and the globalists go, well, yeah, and then we'll starve people to death. And Trump's like, you think you're going to cut the food off incrementally and say it's for a virus and keep people locked in their houses while they die and that they're not going to get mad and come after everybody? You think you can manage this austerity? Well, they can't because we expose them. They might have been able to pull it off, maybe 10% chance, if we didn't oppose them. But we've demonized them. We've exposed them. We've exposed what they did. And that's why Zuckerberg and all the rest of them said, okay, let's not do austerity. And they've all run back to Trump and at least on the surface are playing ball. Because you can academically sit back and talk about making the world so poor and sterilizing everybody and feeding them poison bug protein. But it's not going to work at the end of the day. Because the globalists are not going to be insulated from it. They're going to pay. So we're actually fighting the elite. We're actually fighting the establishment. We're fighting the eugenics-based transhumanist death cult. And this is the big issue. This is the big enchilada. And so Trump taking back the Panama Canal that never should have been given away. Trump moving in so China has control of Venezuela, cutting off Cuba. Trump saying, hey, I want Greenland. It's not a joke. The way he's going about it is to make Europe mad, to have a split over that with Europe, so Trump has an excuse to pull out of NATO instead of saying it's about Russia. That's his thinking there, and it's second-order thinking. You got a third, fourth-order thing. and say, they're going to rally and they're going to say, no, you're not going to take our country from us. So you point out that Denmark never really gave you freedom, never offered you a percentage of the oil and gas. As natural born people in the country, you will have autonomy, your own sovereign nation. You'll be a protector of the United States. You will call the shots in general, but we get military hegemony over the area and exclusivity, and then you get a large slice of the oil and gas. You'll all be instant multimillionaires today. It's done. And then you had, oh, by the way, Denmark sterilized forcibly half your women in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, which is not debated. They admit it. But now you have the Greenland PM tells people to prepare for possible invasion. Trump, do not invade. This is not Venezuela. They've not been messing with our elections. They're not running with drug cartels. You are giving the Republicans who want to turn against you the perfect shot. And they're trying to hype that up. I'm not saying Trump's even thinking about it. Though the military's drawn up plans, they do that for every contingency. That is not a good move. And then Trump puts out, as a joke on Truth Social, an image of North America all the way up to Greenland, to Alaska, down to southern North America, CONUS, as the new map. Now, the EU did it through trade deals and got the countries to slowly sign off their authority to an unelected commission. The EU's a dictatorship. At least Trump's open and honest about it. But you notice Venezuela's on there, too. So, and Trump's argument is, if it ain't going to be us, it'll be the Chinese. So Trump is an extreme realist, but he's got to be more nuanced about it. That's my opinion. All right, let's go to Carney. And then in another amazing statement by, well, first let's go to Lutnick, then to Carney. Ed Davos, right now, your new order's dead, and this is how Carney responded.
Okay.
We are in Davos at the World Economic Forum. And the Trump administration and myself, we are here to make a very clear point. Globalization has failed the West and the United States of America. It's a failed policy. It is what the WEF has stood for, which is export, offshore, far shore. Find the cheapest labor in the world, and the world is a better place for it. The fact is, it has left America behind. It has left the American workers behind. And what we are here to say is that America First is a different model, one that we encourage other countries to consider, which is that our workers come first. We can have policies that impact our workers. Sovereignty is your borders. You're entitled to have borders. You shouldn't offshore your medicine. You shouldn't offshore your semiconductors. You shouldn't offshore your entire industrial base and have it be hollowed out beneath you. You should not be dependent for that which is fundamental to your sovereignty on any other nation. And if you're going to be dependent on someone, it darn well better be your best allies. Okay? And so that is a different way of thinking. It is completely different than the WEF. I viewed the WEF as not a flagpole in the middle, but in fact, they are the flag. Whichever way the wind blew, so it blew. You should have solar. You should have wind. Why are you going to do solar and wind? Why would Europe agree to be net zero in 2030 when they don't make a battery? They don't make a battery. So if they go 2030, they are deciding to be subservient to China, who makes the batteries.
We understand that this rupture calls for more than adaptation. It calls for honesty about the world as it is. We are taking the sign out of the window. We know the old order is not coming back. We shouldn't mourn it. Nostalgia is not a strategy. But we believe that from the fracture, we can build something bigger, better, stronger, more just. This is the task of the middle powers. The countries that have the most to lose from a world of fortresses and most to gain from genuine cooperation. The powerful have their power. But we have something too. The capacity to stop pretending, to name reality, to build our strength at home, and to act together. That is Canada's path. We choose it openly and confidently, and it is a path wide open to any country willing to take it with us. Thank you very much.
Except when you look at what the former Bank of England head is doing, he's even on TV a couple years ago saying, I'm not Canadian, I'm not British, I'm a European, a globalist. You have an unelected EU commission that runs it out of trade deals that they got the nation states to incrementally sign away their authority since the Treaty of Rome, 56, look it up, lecturing us about tyranny. And you've got Carney with his policies, just like Europe, of cutting off the energy, bringing in massive numbers of foreigners, giving them all the freebies, subsidizing everything, banning free speech, setting up all this corruption. And their Build Back Better, Great Reset plan is austerity, is to make the general public poor. And he sits there and talks about equality and helping people and empowerment. It's the opposite. Trump and his policies down the line are absolutely what blue-collar people should beg for. Booming economies, high pay, innovation, and it's what the middle class should beg for. And it's what the ultra-elite should beg for, the stability of a stable, growing planet, instead of being control freaks, where you have Larry Fink, the head of the World Economic Forum, saying, oh, yeah, we've got 88% of world assets under our control so that we can control people's behavior. This is all about controlling the world and how people think and what they do. And then, oh, how do you want us to think? The family's bad. Sterilize your sons and daughters. Open borders, pedophilia. Larry Fink says the most successful countries are not having humans and are replacing humans with robots. We are investing in countries that have plummeting populations. That is the future. You want to see the clips? There's three of them last year. You want to see the clip of Kerry, the climate envoy, saying, we must cut farm production by half or people will starve. That's a quote. We must cut farming production by half or people will starve. That's like saying, I must slit my wrist or I might bleed to death. I must shove this 12-gauge shotgun in my mouth and pull the trigger or I might have a gunshot wound to the head. I have to pour a gallon of gasoline on myself and light it or I might burn up. They are literally looking at us and literally, I mean, Germany, their Mercedes-Benz and Volkswagen plants, look this up, can only operate a couple days out of the week. They don't have enough power to make cars. And they sat back and let NATO blow up half their gas, the Nord Stream pipeline. I read the articles every day where 85-year-old woman who had no heat for months found frozen to death in Berlin. Meanwhile, migrants get the equivalent of $5,000 a month to sit around in their nightgowns and bitch at us. I mean, they run TV shows for kids on German TV saying, I'm 12, and I have married a Muslim man. I love him. He tells me what to do. I wear a burqa. And then out of Wales, I have 10-year-old girls in schoolgirl outfits saying, we're waiting for you, baby Muslims. We want to be your girlfriend. Come to us. We're waiting. And it's put out by the town council, and the Muslims say, I'm coming to get that. I mean, Scotland runs ads with little girls saying, Muslims, I'm waiting for you. Come here. And I mean, it's like putting a worm on a hook for the Muslims to come, but it's little girls. By the way, every time I mention that, people don't believe me and I play the clips. I mean, you cannot. I mean, this is the most sick, twisted, bizarre, sadomasochistic weirdness. I mean, look, it's one thing. It's not my cup of tea, you know, watching 10 dudes run a train on your wife. But some guys get off on it and they like it, okay? But the left wants to run a train of drugs and brainwashing and surgeries and chemicals on our kids. It's worse than raping them. And if you stay to the left, it's pure Satanism. I mean, think of how far we've slipped. Think of what we put up with. But hey, if you're a grown adult and you and your wife are into that, that's your business. Who am I to tell you not to do it? But you're not doing it with our kids. And they've been doing it. And they're running a train on all of us with these arrogant Somalis and all the stuff they're stealing and the arrogant Democrats and just all their Don Lemon and screaming at people in a church and calling them Nazis. And just these are a bunch of crazy bullies. But here's the deal. The world has rejected them. And they thought they'd collapse things and pose as the saviors and even more control. That's backfiring. So this is going to be rough for all of us. And it's going to be really rough for those of us at the tip of the spear. You know, all I've gotten is lawsuits and attacks in hell supporting Trump. And as imperfect as he has been used as an instrument of God to crush these people. And he's been protected and survived because it's in God's will. And so have I. I've only survived because of God working through you to support me. And so I am proud and satisfied and feel very good about the decisions I've made, what I've done politically, and what I've supported to great personal detriment to my own life. Because I constantly get lectured by the fake conservatives that get boosted by the algorithms and boosted by YouTube and boosted by Instagram that I'm a sellout and because I support Trump and I'm part of the establishment. No, we're the rebels trying to get a beachhead and trying to save Western civilization and thus civilization in general. Could the ship be better we're on? Yeah, it's the ship we got. And I'm trying to keep it from sinking. And if you, people just logically think about that, you will know everything I do is about the people. Let's get fluoride out of the water. These poison shots are designed to sterilize you and kill you. Let's stop that. We're doing that. Let's secure the borders. Let's deport the illegals. They're a permanent voting block. They're used and signed up for welfare. The Democrats skim off the top. I'm telling that forever. I tell you, get into silver and gold 26 months ago, right as it began to go up. I know what I'm doing. You actually sit back and write down what I say and then look a year later, look 2 years later, and you'll say, wow, this guy knows what he does. Yeah, this is all I do. This is all I do. And I sit there and research things and just pour over it and just, to try to get the exact right answer for you. I don't look at what's popular or stick my finger to see which way the wind's blowing. I don't lick my finger and stick it in the air. I do what I know is right. And I do what the Holy Spirit tells me to do. Sometimes do I go overboard? Does the flesh get involved? Sometimes do I get mad at somebody and later hear it and go, man, I went too far? Yeah. I'm the first person to apologize for that. But the reason you hear constantly that I'm not the real deal and that I'm a fake when any idiot can look and know I'm the real McCoy just like you are is because they're so scared of what I'm saying because of the public listens and of the leaders listen. It's game over for the globalists. And let me give the globalists the bad news, which they already know. I'm not just listened to by Trump and his administration. I'm listened to in every major country in the world. They listen to me in Nigeria. They listen to us in Iraq and Iran, Israel. They listen in Russia. They listen in Hungary. They listen in Poland. They listen in Japan. They listen everywhere. We'll be right back.
something feels wrong. There is a disturbance in the force. Someone is awake past their curfew. I sense unauthorized viewing. If they are watching what I think they're watching, there will be hell to pay. You are watching Alex Jones on the Death Star.
Lord Vader, it's not what it looks like.
Dew is here. I must find him before it's too late.
Did you hear something?
This place holds many secrets, and I am here to uncover them.
No way, I'm not getting involved with that. I feel the power surging through me. The Force is stronger than ever. Yes, Rob, yes. This is the ultimate power.
They've sold out to it. They're blind to their cowards. You don't want to be part of them. Like Patrick Henry says, forget you are our brethren. Go from us in peace. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. Let your chains sit lightly upon you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Real leadership. The essence of leadership is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned, but in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you.
Now I've got Ezra Levant, who just got a bunch of exclusive confrontations with globalists at Davos. And he's editing the videos right now, and you know, shorten them to get them up by the time he comes on in just 25 minutes. So exclusive information with Ezra Levant coming up. And then I've got all this other news. Antifa, day of action, attacks on the feds, killing, shooting two police officers. Thank God they didn't die in Portland last night. So much more we haven't gotten to. And I'm also going to lay out the real way Trump can free Greenland from the globalist and have the meeting out of our hands. Guaranteed, 100%. But just since we were talking earlier and just showed you the clip of Trump admin officials and Trump's chief financial advisor, Howard Lutnick, saying your globalist order is anti-human, anti-Main Street, anti-family. It makes them poor on purpose. You need to stop this. China's not going to run things in the future. We want to work with prosperous nation states. Globalism's dead. Your New World Order's dead. We're relaunching the American system that everybody else copied because it worked. We've been off that system for 45 years. We're getting back on it. Epic. You got Bessette saying, why do you still buy all your oil from Russia? You know, you claim that, you know, you want to have all this national sovereignty, but you won't. And now this. These are the new clips. These are insane. We got Gideon Rockman, the Financial Times foreign policy head. That's the main New World Order publication, the most elite, saying directly to Carney, you are the epitome of a globalist. You are the New World Order. People hate your guts. Then you got Al Gore at the WHO operation. Also there at Davos with Bloomberg. Al Gore says WHO predicts 1 to 2 billion climate migrants crossing international borders by 2050 and warns that Eastern Mediterranean migrant crisis led to Orban, Brexit, and authoritarian-friendly governments. It's hard to imagine what a billion climate migrants would do to our capacity for self-governance. I love this. They have the NGOs. They have the UN. They have George Soros. We wreck the Middle East, bring these people in militarily by destroying them. They have climate lockdowns all over the third world, much worse than the first world. They did Gallup polls of the illegals coming into Europe and the U.S. 96% said we're here because they shut down our jobs, our farming, our ranching, our businesses. We're starving to death. We have to come here. And the U.N. set up the groups, ships them in, and then turns around and says climate change did it. Oh, billions are going to die. Climate change. No, billions are going to die because your carbon taxes, where people are at survival level, you take that away, you take the fertilizer away, you take the fuel away, they die. Then when the survivors, military-aged men, flood us, you say it's our fault. Incredible. And then it gets better. Bill Gates just got confronted on his poison COVID shots coming into Davos. And Ezra Levant's got some big stuff, too. Wow. Wow. For context, play Lutnick again at the end of this. And then the high priest of the globalist transhumanist, Yuval Noah Harari, says AI will take over anything made of words, including book-based religions. Judaism calls itself the religion of the book, and it grants ultimate authority not to humans but to words. What happens when the greatest expert on the holy book is AI? Well, it just plagiarizes what we say, so that's not even true. It just does a really good job of presenting it, so we think, oh, it's like narcissists looking in the water. You're looking at yourself. It's giving over control to AI, having AI do everything for you and not being original that makes you weak. That's the real danger of AI. We control our environment. We made the AI. We're in charge. Human supremacy. I'm a human supremacist. That has to start first with being an America first, America only supremacist to stabilize the planet and to teach others how to learn to stand up for themselves and their sovereignty as well, and dignity and self-sufficiency. As Lutnick said, our worldview, common sense, Americana, 1776 worldwide. The Trump admin is literally declaring 1776 to the 1984 system of the EU, World Economic Forum, BlackRock, crime syndicate, death cult. We're promoting freedom and justice, innovation and security. They're promoting tyranny. It's our world now, isn't it? All these other talk show hosts with their weird little political views, little side issues and fighting with each other and all that, it's distractions because they haven't done the work to understand the big picture. but we have together. And it's 1776 worldwide. Here's the clips.
President Trump and a lot of people who agree with him condemn globalism a lot. And I suspect, you know, you would be the kind of epitome of a globalist. You know, you worked for Goldman Sachs, I believe. You were a central banker. You know, you're comfortable and lived in several countries. Is globalism, first of all, is it a thing? And is it over?
Look, understanding how the world works, having appreciation for other cultures.
Beyond that, there are very tiny areas in the world today that are physiologically...
By the way, stop that. We'll go back to Al Gore in a minute. Knowing how the world works doesn't make you a globalist. Globalists deindustrialize countries, ally with communist China, sell the populations out, teach the populations to hate themselves, and that we're parasites and we need to be depopulated. It's the philosophy of the globalists. Don't have kids, all this stuff. The West is evil. Reverse migration, reverse colonialism, floods the third world. So yeah, globalism is dead. Let's go back to Al Gore.
Beyond that, there are very tiny areas in the world today that are physiologically unlivable. In the Sahara Desert, a few places around the Persian Gulf, the combination of heat and humidity makes it impossible for people to live for more than 4 or 5 hours outdoors. Those areas are now beginning to expand dramatically. And the World Health Organization's Climate Committee says that by 2050, we could have 1 to 2 billion climate migrants crossing international borders.
Yeah, from your lockdowns.
A few million coming from the Eastern Mediterranean with the climate drought there led to Viktor Orban and Brexit and authoritarian...
They cut off the fertilizer to Africa 2 years ago. Emerged. That's what's doing it.
It's hard to imagine what a billion climate migrants would do to our capacity for self-governance. And we're in danger of crossing some so-called negative tipping points, like the shutting down of the Gulf Stream. Sounds like a science fiction movie, and it was. But it's now a very real threat, and there are others.
Oh, and the ice caps would all be melted by 2017.
As much heat with this pollution every day as would be released by 750,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every 24 hours. That's insane for us to allow that to continue.
But is there anything?
Come on, Bill. The theme of the WEF this year is spirit of dialogue. Let's have a conversation, an open dialogue. Can you answer some of these questions? Mr. Gates, can I ask you what you think about the United States, the HHS and the CDC loan, the childhood vaccine schedule? What do you think about that? Mr. Gates, what do you think about the HHS lowering the vaccine schedule in the USA? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Mr. Gates, I'm a student from Columbia. I'm building a startup that aims to democratize access to education. Can I just have 10 seconds for your time?
Ms. Gates, given the complications that came out from the COVID vaccine, do you think that it was actually wrong to push such a thing on the world? No answers? Mr. Gates, can you at least accept now that it is public domain and common knowledge that the COVID vaccine was basically a failure? Can you accept that and at least apologise to the world for getting it wrong? It's okay to get things wrong if you admit you get things wrong when you are wrong. Can you do that? Come on, Bill. The theme of the WEF this year is spirit of dialogue. Let's have a conversation, an open dialogue. Can you answer some of these questions? Okay, how about ignore these questions if there were complications with the COVID vaccine and you got things wrong and people were harmed and died?
Sorry. All right. Thanks so much.
Bill, can you at least answer one of those questions? Actually, you're walking in my way. Bill, often they say, you know, we should trust the experts when it comes to vaccination. Yet, how are you an expert? You work in computers. You don't work in medicine. Yet, you seem to know so much about it. Why can't we answer these? Bill, are these people telling you what to do because you're... You are losing your mind. You don't look very with it today. Mr. Gates? No. Now, he's being pushed around. He almost looks like Joe Biden towards the end of his premiership where he would just walk aimlessly. around the place, almost like maybe he's had too many vaccines and it's causing brain damage. You saw his people and going, no, Bill, this way, no.
Okay.
We are in Davos at the World Economic Forum. And the Trump administration and myself, we are here to make a very clear point. Globalization has failed the West and the United States of America. It's a failed policy. It is what the WEF has stood for, which is export, offshore, far shore, find the cheapest labor in the world, and the world is a better place for it. The fact is, it has left America behind. It has left the American workers behind. And what we are here to say is that America First is a different model, one that we encourage other countries to consider, which is that our workers come first. We can have policies that impact our workers. Sovereignty is your borders. You're entitled to have borders. You shouldn't offshore your medicine. You shouldn't offshore your semiconductors. You shouldn't offshore your entire industrial base and have it be hollowed out beneath you. You should not be dependent for that which is fundamental to your sovereignty on any other nation. And if you're going to be dependent on someone, it darn well better be your best allies. Okay? And so that is a different way of thinking. It is completely different than the WEF. I viewed the WEF as not a flagpole in the middle, but in fact, they are the flag. Whichever way the wind blew, so it blew. You should have solar, you should have wind. Why are you going to do solar and wind? Why would Europe agree to be net zero in 2030 when they don't make a battery? They don't make a battery. So if they go 2030, they are deciding to be subservient to China, who makes the batteries.
It's about a return to national sovereignty, a return to populism, a return to prosperity, a return to the American system, 1776 worldwide. But there's Bill Gates being confronted. It's not just that he's not a scientist. He goes out with Gavi and gets billions of dollars and literally finances the international bodies, the UN and the boards that control not just the so-called vaccines, but medicine in general and policy and treaties. His dad headed up Planned Parenthood. His mother took over the Eugenics Society when Thomas Watson at IBM died. That was the main global eugenics depopulation group. Watson designed Hitler's final solution. Look it up. You cannot make this up. And so there's the arrogant Bill Gates out there being hit with fact after fact. The guy did a great job, other than you're not a scientist. How are you controlling our lives? He is a death scientist. It's not just that he is, you know, shouldn't be in charge. It's how is he in charge? He's bought off all the major institutions and groups with this foundation. But it just shows you how wherever these globalists go, they have no trust. The people hate them. They're onto them. And they admit that. And even the Financial Times of London then tears in to Mark Carney, saying you're the poster boy of globalism, of new world order, of austerity, of tyranny. The world doesn't like you. Even the Financial Times, that's totally establishment, knows that's where the public is, knows that's the reality. Because now people have identified the globalists. Now people have spotlighted them. Now that we understand they're the villains. And it's not like we're just scraping some stuff together to demonize them. It's insane how bad they are. Bill Gates says he wants to euthanize people. Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate Africa and the rest of the world. Bill Gates is an open monster. But, oh, he wants you to take a shot because he loves you so much. Now, Trump just came out and started speaking right now. Let's go to him.
Anniversary, January 20th, and it's been an amazing period of time. We have a book that I'm not going to read to you, but these are the accomplishments of what we've produced, all page after page after page, individual things. I could stand here and read it for a week and we wouldn't be finished. But we've done more than any other administration has done by far, in terms of military, in terms of ending wars, in terms of completing wars. Nobody's really seen very much like it. I think it's appropriate that, because Minnesota is so much in the in the fray, and I say to my people all the time, and they're so busy doing other things, they don't say it like they should. They're apprehending murderers and drug dealers and a lot of bad people, and these are just some of the more recent ones that we have, and I can show you some of the people, vicious, many of them murderers. These are all out of Minnesota, just Minnesota. I say, why don't you talk about that more? Because people don't know. Do you want to live with these people? International murder. These are people that are living, were, if they're apprehended, and either put in jails in their country from where they came, and the countries respect us, and so they actually put them there. In the old days, they didn't respect our country. Biden wouldn't do this because he let them all in. You know, if you didn't have open border policies of Biden, none of this, all of the things that we, all of the time that we spend talking about Minnesota and everything else, most of them are coming from out of the country. And it's been caused by a previous administration. Look at this, one after one. Boy, these are rough characters. These are all criminal, illegal aliens that, in many cases, they're murderers, they're drug lords, drug dealers, they're the mentally insane. There's some of them who are brutal killers, they're mentally insane. They're killers, but they're insane. These are just in Minnesota, California. It's worse. In other states, it's worse. Now, Minnesota, the crime is incredible. The financial crimes are incredible. And the problem is because of the agitators and insurrectionists, whatever you want, troublemakers, but they're paid agitators and insurrectionists. Nobody talks about the fact that $19 billion at a minimum is missing in Minnesota, given to a large degree by Somalians. They've taken it. Somalians, can you imagine? And they don't do it. A lot of very low IQ people, they don't do it. Other people work it out, and they get them money, and they go out and buy Mercedes-Benzes, and they come from here, they have no money. They never had money. They never had a life. They never had a government. They never had a country, because there's basically no country. Somalia is not even a country. They don't have anything that resembles a country. And if it is a country, it's considered just about the worst in the world. They come here and they become rich and they don't have a job. I was told that Ilhan Omar is worth $30 million. She never had a job. She's a crooked congressman.
That's what we know of. It's way more than that.
So here is another one. And I have, oh, by the way, we just took out, these are all what ICE is doing. And it's a dangerous job. These are rough people. Weapons. This one here is very bad. I'm going through this because I think we have plenty of time. I'm going to place beautiful place in Switzerland where we'll be. I'm sure I'm very happily awaited for. In Switzerland, they don't know about this. They don't have this problem. They have other problems, but they don't have this problem. Look. Killed somebody. And these are rough people. These are not... This was all allowed into our country through open borders. These dumbest policies... You know, men and women sports is dumb. But to me, having an open border for the world to come in, drug dealers and prisoners... Venezuela, as an example, opened their prisons into the United States. That's why one of the reasons I felt so strongly against Venezuela. Now I'm loving Venezuela. They've been working with us so well. It's been so nice. And an unbelievably nice woman also did a very incredible thing.
All right, amazing things are happening all over the world right now. National sovereignty is coming back. The globalist order is collapsing. Incredible things are unfolding in Davos. Ezra Levant has got exclusive video confrontations coming up next hour. Then Matt Bracken on the domestic terrorism, the left trying to launch the Podesta plan. Also, what's really happening in Greenland, really key intel coming up in the fourth hour today. But before we go to break, we're doing such important work here. And none of this would have happened without your prayer, your word of mouth, and your financial support. We make it easy to support with incredibly amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com. So our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has launched a huge sale. Here are the deals available right now. All t-shirts, the widest selection out there, Patriot Apparel, 25% off. Hats, 20% off. Hoodies, 25% off. 45% off on Ultimate Life Force. That's the spike protein, cardiovascular detox. Not just for that. It's so good for your whole cardiovascular system. Atomic Defense, super formula, horse pill for your immune system. Really important this time of year. 40% off bovine colostrum, even though that's super popular. 2,000 milligrams per scoop for your skin, your hair, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of milk to come out of a cow or any other mammal. It's just incredible. We have that concentrated. Irish sea moss capsules and gummies, 93 trace elements, vitamins in it, plus the best type of bioavailable iodine. Turmeric, 95% turmeric, strongest with two other super nutrients to supercharge it. Ultimate Burn, a good natural fat burning product. 35% off ultramethylene blue capsules and tincture. That's if you're going to get one product, get that. Shilajit gummies and capsules. I don't know about Shilajit. Better research it. We got the best. Ultra DNA Revival. It's very similar to DNA Force Plus. Make your telomeres last longer. And it goes on and on and on at thealexjonesstore.com. We also have methylene blue boosters, power plant, and methyl drive. You take that with it, it's just unbelievable. Incredible clarity, focus, energy, no letdown. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one. You take methyl drive with power plant with ultramethylene blue. And finally, sold out for weeks. It's back in. Ultra Methylene Red, a proprietary product that goes great with methylene blue, but stands on its own. Does similar things, but in different ways. It is an incredible product. Get Ultra Methylene Red now, back in stock, thealexjonesstore.com. And the Trench Warfare 10-inch razor sharp dagger, limited edition, last fire with its beauty, with the brass knuckle skull crusher, selling out fast, alexjonesstore.com.
People can use this as a teaching moment that, you know, there's a lot of, I see a lot of people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. That it, part of that is, but the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking to for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing. And you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get Ultra Methylene Red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.